Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey guys, in order to support our show, we'll need the help of some great advertisers. And in order to find great advertisers, we'll need to learn a little bit more about you.
That's right. So please go to podsurvey.com/challenged and take a quick anonymous survey that will help us get to know you just a little bit better. That way we can show the advertisers just how awesome our listeners are.
Plus, once you've completed the survey, you can enter to win a $100 Amazon gift card.
Whoa.
What?
That's a lot. Okay, so that's podsurvey.com/challenged, and that is C-H-A-L-L-E-N-G-E-D. You guys, thank you so much for your help.
Thank you. Welcome to the show.
Woo-hoo.
We did it.
You found us.
You found us.
We're proud of you.
Oh, you are not directionally challenged. You actually follow directions very well. Welcome to our first episode of Directionally Challenged with Candace King.
And Kayla Yule. You guys, we are so excited you're here. We have put a lot of sweat and tears and
coffee
and
caffeine
into this. And we have so many great episodes coming up. Our first one is with our dear friend Becca Tilley, who we love.
We met with her back in June and recorded this episode. We've been recording episodes all summer. We really wanted to bank some up and work around some of our friend schedules and also some people that we just think are so awesome. And we wanted you to hear from them. So we have a lot of life lessons to give you.
Mm-hmm. What did we talk to Becca about back in June?
Instant gratification.
That's right.
Instagram. You know, Becca's part of Bachelor Nation. And summertime's the best for Bachelor Nation.
Oh, Bachelor in Paradise.
Bachelor in Paradise all summer long. The big buildup, who's the next Bachelor going to be?
We're so excited.
I know.
I can't wait.
I'm really excited to get into Becca with her experience on The Bachelor, considering she was on 2 seasons. She's got all the gossip and how they handle social media when they're working on the show, which I found so interesting.
Yeah. Yeah. She's got a lot of good tips and advice, and she's just really funny. She's a really funny girl. I love her.
Directionally Challenged is a really personal show for Kayla and myself. We talk endlessly. We talk all the time, actually, about all the stresses that life has to offer. And it's not really that complicated. It's simple things that are just really about connecting with other people. And we have a lot of great episodes for you guys discussing a whole bunch of topics that are really important to us, like dealing with jealousy as a woman, dealing with jealousy just as a human nowadays. We talk with a good friend of ours about anxiety. She's a business owner. She's a badass. And she also deals with anxiety. And she opens up with us.
We also discuss giving back to your community, which is really important. And finding your tribe, finding the people that make you the best version of you. And we just have a lot of great episodes in store. So make sure you subscribe and tune in and
get some life directions. It's Candace.
And Kayla.
We are directionally challenged.
We thought by the time we were in our 30s that we would know where we were going in our lives. But surprise.
We don't!
So we want to stop and ask for directions from our guest today, who we're really excited about, Becca Tilley.
Woohoo! You might know her from The Bachelorette. She was on The Bachelor.
Mm-hmm.
I just think she's such an epic bachelorette in my mind. But yes, she was in 2 seasons of The Bachelor. She's a good friend of ours. And she's here to talk about instant gratification with us today. I've had a really interesting week with instant gratification.
What?
So this week, I actually played in a charity golf tournament.
I saw that. You looked very cute, by the way, in your golf outfit. You looked very professional. I was really impressed.
I mean, I went to a golf shop and just bought a bunch of really cute outfits. Let's be honest. I had the coolest, like, up-to-date golf shoes. I grew up golfing, by the way. This was not just like a one-off. I've never done it before. My parents are part of a club in Florida. I had lessons. My dad and I used to fight for years over the fact that he would just keep saying, "Head down, stop lifting up," which anyone that golfs, you know, that is a very annoying thing to hear.
I have no idea what that means. Okay, continue.
It's basically a keep your eye on the ball, right?
Oh, hey yes. Guys, this is Jack Berry.
Hi.
Hi, Jack.
Hi.
Jack is one of our producers and one of our co-hosts, and he's just a podcast extraordinaire. Podcaster extraordinaire?
I'd just say podcaster.
Podcaster.
Hi. And I'm sorry. It's keep your eye on the ball, right?
Isn't that what it means? Keep your eye on the ball so then you can hit it. And so we were asked this week to be a part of a wonderful charity organization's golf tournament where they provide veterans with dogs for while they're suffering through PTSD. Once the veterans come home, suicide rates are incredibly high. So they actually it's a small organization that gets a dog, they train it, and then gift this dog to a veteran in need to make them feel better, give them a sense of peace and calm. It's a service dog for someone who's given so much of their life for this country. So it's a wonderful cause. Just so you know, I have not golfed in 2 years, like not even picked up a club in 2 years.
That's not even that long. I thought you were going to say, 10 years.
That is like, it's like in dog years is 7 years. In golf years, that's like a decade.
Got it.
So it was a really big deal. And I'm playing with mostly men and who are very good golfers. So I really wanted to get my game back up. So I had a 1 hour lesson the night before expecting to just be an amazing golfer after that. Like if I can cram it in 1 hour the night before, then I'm just going to kill it the next day.
Well, how great were you before you like furloughed your golfing skills?
On a scale of one Bloody Mary to two Bloody Marys and three beers, I could hit the ball. Look, I could hit the ball straight most of the time. I could play best ball. I'm really good at playing best ball, like a very low-key game of golf. I'm not like a let's...
But you can hold your own.
I can hold my own. Yes, I can carry my weight in a fun game. But I really expected that this next day I would just be wonderful. And instead, that's not how it works. Like I wanted instant gratification from a 1 hour lesson and I bought my new clubs and I bought my perfect outfit. And then now I just expected to be a pro golfer.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not how it works. Mm-hmm. And I feel like that's how I am in a lot of ways right now. I just have a very high expectation of what I want from an hour of taking a lesson.
Well, first, that's really brave to do. So you should be proud of that. Second, I think there's a lot of people who do that, who start something and just expect to be really good at it. I'm trying to think if I have anything any situation like that. Basically, I don't try anything new and I just sit at home.
Yes, you do. Yes, you do. You've been cooking through a cookbook very well lately.
I have. I've been attempting to become a chef and it's been very fun.
I hear we don't even have to go to Jelena anymore because we can just come over to your house.
So for those of you who don't live in LA, Jelena is a restaurant in Venice and we all love it. It's fantastic food. And I just decided maybe I should try to start making stuff from the cookbook. And turns out if you follow it, you can make it. And it's fantastic.
So you're saying if you follow the directions, you can actually cook something?
Exactly.
Wow, who knew? I got to try this. I know.
You're learning it here
hey
first.
Guys, at least
folks.
I'm not ordering it instantly to the house. I'm sitting there and making it. I'm proud.
So do you struggle with that, with these feelings of instant gratification as well?
Absolutely, of course. For me, it's more social media based.
Okay,
and
talk about that.
Something that I feel I'm trying my best to get a hold of, but once I post something, I want to see the response. And I don't know how you guys feel, but if it's not getting the response that I would like it to get, I have this horror that comes over me and I instantly don't want it to exist anymore. And I want to delete it.
Like clickbait.
Yeah.
Like if people haven't hearted it enough.
100%. And I know it is a dopamine thing and I crave
yeah,
that. But
that's real.
It is real. And have you guys heard about the thing where people start thinking their phone's ringing? They keep hearing the email coming in and it's actually psychological where your body wants the dopamine again. So it's telling you to check your phone.
Yeah, that's why if you're like your phone is not in your pocket and you feel it vibrating. Yeah.
That's crazy. The only way I can relate to that, because I'm really bad at my phone. Like I've had friends, we've had to sit down and have conversations. You've been okay with me, but I have other friends who have said, you either have to tell me that you're not mad at me or you have to write back to my text because
you never respond to text messages.
I never respond to text messages.
Or email. Like really, you're horrible at it.
If I could never have a cell phone again, I would be thrilled. The only thing I would miss is the Outnet, which is an app where you get discounted designer clothing.
They should pay you because all you do is talk about the Outnet.
All I do is talk about the Outnet. That is really my favorite app on my phone. Like if I could get rid of every, like not having a cell phone, I would be thrilled. But now I'm just thinking about the Outnet and what I need. The dopamine. That's the dopamine coming in. But what I was saying is the idea of like ever since I've become a mom, I hear my child cry. Like if I hear another baby cry, you get that sense. And there's this like physical reaction after the baby's born where they say, obviously, if you're a breastfeeding mother, that the second you hear any baby cry, your milk will come.
Uh-huh.
And so that's the only thing that pops into my mind when you say that there's like a vibration on a phone or you hear the ring and then you get this like rush of anxiety that you need to fulfill. And that's the way, that's what I can relate to from that is being a mom and having a baby cry and needing to like service that child and feed and fulfill that child's needs. So I feel like cell phones have become our children is basically.
They're definitely like another appendage. If I don't have my cell phone, I feel naked. If I've left it somewhere, I once left my cell phone in a cab in New York City and felt so horrified and had to constantly call my cell phone and to the point where the cab driver finally picked it up and I said, I have money for you. Please come to this hotel. And he came, but the front desk said, because I left the cell phone with the concierge at the front desk, they said it's a good thing you were going to pay him because he was not going to give the cell phone
back. This is like
unless
Taken.
You gave, yeah.
It's like a hostage situation.
So why were you so anxious about your cell phone being gone?
Because I feel like it's my lifeline. And when you're in a city that you don't know very well, I felt naked. I felt really exposed and unable to do anything. I mean, that's so sad, but it's the truth.
I do have a story that might put you a little bit at ease.
Okay.
So I just got back from Hawaii and I was there with a travel buddy of mine. And he, one morning, I wasn't feeling well. I got a little bit of a cold. You can kind of hear it. And I was like, I should probably take it easy this morning. He's like, that's cool. I'm going to go out on an adventure. And I'm like, awesome, man.
Around, way to one up
like,
me,
have a
buddy.
Great time. Yeah.
And then it was totally cool. Like I was like chilling on the balcony reading. Like it was, trust me, I was fine.
Yeah.
And so he texts me around 12:30. He's like, hey man, feeling up for driving me to the Verizon store? And then I was like, sure, man, let me just, you know, put some shoes on, whatever. Give me a couple of minutes. And so we met down in the lobby and I was like, what happened? And he's like, well, I went on an adventure. He was like walking through the beaches of Maui. And he's like, I'm going to go for a swim. And he was so excited because he had this like waterproof Pelican case on his phone. And of course, he gets hit by a wave, the phone goes flying and it's gone. And he's like, I spent 20 minutes looking and I'm getting cut up on the rocks. And he's like, I'm going to get hit by another wave and it's going to kill me. He's like, I'm just going to give up. And what I found was fascinating. We go to the Verizon store. We tell them he had called ahead. And so they had like the phone ready. They turned it on and they're like, okay, cool. So just sign in. He signs in all this thing. He had his iPad with him. So he was able to verify it really quickly. And he's like, cool. Just come back in 20 minutes. And so we went and we had lunch, had some shaved ice. And then we came back and the phone was as if
nothing had happened.
In fact, it was slightly faster because he had upgraded from like the 7 to the 8. And it was...
Talk about instant gratification.
So everything from... Apparently, when you back up your phone over Wi-Fi, it just uploads everything and then downloads everything. And it was like completely seamless. So that should make you feel a little more at ease. If that ever happens again, you can just go to the store and get a new one.
Love it.
Yeah.
Call Jack.
I know.
He knows everything.
I didn't know, actually, until that happened. I was like, oh, that makes me feel better about losing my phone because I'm always like terrified of losing my phone for the same reasons. Because it's like, I rely on my phone to just get me around Los Angeles.
Also, people expect you to respond right away. I think that's part of the not wanting to let go of our phone is if you send a text message and don't respond, then people kind of are offended. Candace.
Yeah, they get mad at you. I just want to lose my phone altogether, though. Like, the only thing I want to keep are the pictures. My favorite thing when I used to travel was to not have an international plan. I traveled a lot by myself for weeks, months at a time, and I would not get an international plan. I would sign in when there was Wi-Fi, and if there was no Wi-Fi, guess what? I would be on a bicycle in the middle of Amsterdam, lost in a park, jolly as can be. Mm-hmm. So my husband and I went to Paris a couple weeks ago. We're walking around. We have this amazing Airbnb that we had gotten in the Marais area, or Marais, whoever wants to correct me can, because I've been corrected 10 million times. But anyway, it was...
But not bitter about it
at all. Not bitter. But it's beautiful. It's my favorite area of Paris. Kaylin actually stayed there with a bunch of girlfriends a couple of years back. Yeah. And the sun's out. It had been raining for the whole weekend. And then we're finally out walking around. And the most stressful thing was just sitting down at a cafe to have some wine and snacks. And it was, well, this cafe looks good. Well, that cafe looks crowded, so that one must be better. Like, well, let's research what the best cafe is. And here we are just on our phones trying to figure out what the best place to go in this beautiful city is, where there's a million wonderful places to go. And I'm very grateful for my husband, the fact that he stopped us and just said, you know what? Let's go to that cafe, because that cafe is the best cafe in Paris. And I was like, it is? What review did you read? Well, how do you know this? And he said, because we're just going to sit there and it's going to be great. Mm-hmm. And that is what I want to adopt more in my life, because I'm so caught up in like, well, what's the best way to do? What is the best place to go to? And that's what catches me up when I'm traveling. And even with kids, like even with my daughter, I'll notice like there was something online that I read this week. And it's heartbreaking. It was like I'm paraphrasing, but it was like a first grader, let's say, who wrote, you know, one thing that they wish they could change about the world that they don't like. And they said that they wish that they could get rid of cell phones because everyone is always on their cell phone. Mm. We're a family of five. I have two older stepdaughters who are 15 and 13. And we will all sit there and we all have cell phones. You know who doesn't have a cell phone? Our 2.5-year-old. And it blows my mind how often we catch ourselves all like tuning in to our screens while this 2.5-year-old is like being like, play with me. Mm-hmm. And that's when we all snap out of it and go like, yeah, let's chuck these things and just roll around on the ground and play dominoes or, you know, run around in the backyard and kick a ball around. And so that's why I wish I could just lose it, because I don't want to feel like I have to write back to someone.
But you can lose it. And also, don't you guys have a great rule that you implement where at X amount of time,
for the kids, not as adults. We need to adopt it as adults.
You should give yourselves that rule too.
Yeah, our teens have to put their cell phones up around like, I think it's like 8:30 or 9 o'clock, depending. Mm-hmm. You know, it's gotten a little bit later as they've gotten older. And
I love that rule.
Yeah, they have real alarm clocks. Yeah. I don't know if there are teenagers listening, but there are these things called alarm clocks, and they are not attached to your cell phone. They're very cool inventions. Some of them even have radios. I recommend going to Bed Bath & Beyond and picking one out for yourself to free yourself from your cell phone.
Yeah, I had to move my charging station to another room.
Yep.
Because I would wake up in the morning, scroll through Instagram, or like Vine or whatever. And then like an hour would go by and I'm like, what am I doing?
Yes.
What am I doing? At least I have to get up and get out of the room.
I think there is an app that they're developing. I don't know if it's out yet or not, that will shut you out of a specific app such as Instagram or Vine or whatever.
Yeah, and they exist for sure.
And it'll, after 30 minutes, it shuts off. So you can't go back on it. But that's how impulsive we are as humans. That's how instantaneous we want everything. We just want to constantly be what's next, what's next.
And yeah, I think these are a lot of the things that we'll kind of work on through this, you know, this season. Because she's right. There are these tools that are available to you. Like you can put on parental controls on your phone for yourself, basically parenting yourself.
Yeah.
Like there are things you can do. You know, you can also like, you can get one of those like dumb phones that people get that are like connected to your smartphone. So like when you're like, I'm going to restaurants, I'm going to take my dumb phone, which is just like your cell phone stays home, but you take this other
like a Nokia,
basically. Yes.
My dream.
As long as you can play Snake, I'm good.
Yes. I mean, I call it a dumb phone because it's a non-smartphone, but like all you can do on it is answer the phone or send and receive text messages, and that's it. That's all it does. So it's like having a Nokia. So, that way you feel like, well, if there's an emergency, I can still be reached. But, you know, but I think like, yeah, I think it's cool that you guys are talking about this because I know a lot of people are struggling with
it. Well, and I think that's why we started this podcast in the beginning. Candace and I were having these conversations, us and some of our friends. And we realized that if we're all going through this and helping each other through it, why can't we help others go through it? And let's all go through this together and kind of learn and grow, challenge each other to do certain things, see where we can end up and hopefully become better people in the process.
Yeah, I've definitely taken out a lot of my own anxieties and decided that it's really looked at other people and thinking like, oh, that's something that they struggle with. Or even being a parent, it's exactly what you just said. I'm so used to parenting others, essentially. Mm. And just entering my 30s, I'm realizing, oh, it's maybe I should parent myself a little bit. Like, what is the best version of myself that I can be? And what's hindering myself from being that? And I just want to have these great, healthy conversations with women that we love, men that we respect and love, you know, friends, strangers. We want to hear from you guys. Please comment down below, you know, write us, hit us up on Twitter and Instagram.
We want you to come on this journey with us and learn and hopefully become the best version of you as well.
So speaking of the best version, I am very curious to know, how did you golf?
Okay. I did have 4 or 5 best balls.
Okay.
So that's pretty good, nice, considering it was me, my husband, and then one of our other friends who is a really good golfer as well. So, you know, my ladies' tee shots kept us right in the middle. And so we did get to play a few of my balls.
Nice.
And I did sink a few putts in to get us a par or birdie here and there.
Wow. I'm impressed.
So not too shabby. Mm-hmm. Not too shabby.
So you did get a little bit of instant gratification.
I did get a little bit of instant gratification. I have a long way to go because I'm very competitive. But yeah, sometimes you just need to get some foundational. You just need to build up that foundation a little bit and then you can flourish from there.
Nice.
Yeah.
I can't wait to see where this goes for you.
Thank you.
Oh, Candace King, professional golfer.
You never know. You never know. You never know what's going to happen in life. The outfits are very cute, too. So that's the encouraging
part. Speaking of outfits, you know who has a really cute outfit on today? Becca Tilley. And we are so excited for you guys to listen to our conversation with her coming up right after this.
It is back to school time, and as your family is getting back into the swing of school schedules, let HelloFresh take the guesswork out of meals week after week. Even amidst the after-school chaos, HelloFresh's meal kits make it super easy to decide what to do for dinner and have family meals ready in 30 minutes.
Okay, not to mention, with easy-to-follow recipes, pre-measured ingredients, HelloFresh comes in handy on those hectic school nights when your to-do list is a mile long, you're busy chauffeuring the kids to practice and going to study groups. Plus, you can get 2 meals out of one with HelloFresh leftovers as school and work lunches the next day.
Guys, there's even a one-pot recipe on the menu every week for those busy weeknights when maximum flavor with minimal cleanup is ideal.
Ooh, that sounds amazing. You know, we just tried it.
Which one did you make?
Okay, we made this fantastic apricot chicken with potatoes and green beans. And, you know, my husband, Tanner, is a farm boy. So he always loves his potatoes. And he always complains that I never make potatoes. And it was so excited when they came in.
Canadian farmer loves it. Well, okay, HelloFresh could not have come at a better time for us and our king household. Because I had forgotten to grocery shop that day. Mm. And everyone's back to school. We got three kids in the house. Everyone's hungry. We're trying to feed five and a cranky two-year-old. And thank goodness our HelloFresh box came and we made tacos that night.
We did the tacos too.
The tacos were so good. The kids loved them. Like, there was tons of meat, like great fresh vegetables. Our two-year-old helped make the lime crema sauce.
Ooh, yum. You know what? Okay, we ended up making the tacos on Tuesday and we're like, we're having a Taco Tuesday party. And I even Googled Taco Tuesday music and played it. It was fantastic.
Oh, I love it.
It was really fun.
A solid fiesta. Mm-hmm. So guys, for a total of $60 off, that is $20 off your first three boxes, visit HelloFresh.com/challenged60 and enter code challenged60.
It's like receiving six free meals when you go to HelloFresh.com/challenged60. That's challenged with a D, 60, and enter code challenged60. This episode is brought to you by Casper Mattress. Casper is a sleep brand that continues to revolutionize its line of products to create an exceptionally comfortable night's sleep, one night at a time.
One night at a time with three different mattress models. They got the original Casper. They got the Wave. They got the Essential. Ooh. Casper mattresses are perfectly designed to soothe and cradle your natural geometry.
Not to mention the breathable design that helps you sleep cool and regulates your body temperature throughout the night.
And did you know it's delivered right to your door in a small box? You're like, how do they do that? How do they fit this giant mattress in this tiny little box? And it's free shipping. And there are returns available in the U.S. and Canada.
But the best part is that you can be sure of your purchase with Casper's 100-night risk-free sleep on it trial.
What? That's crazy. I mean, did you know that we spend a third of our life sleeping? So we might as well be comfortable.
Yeah, that's a long time sleeping.
Kaylee, you just got your Casper mattress in the mail. How are you sleeping?
Oh my gosh. Okay, I thought I was a good sleeper and I can't even tell you, I don't move. I genuinely don't move all night. It's amazing.
See, I gave up on sleeping once our daughter was born. Mm-hmm. I was like, oh, I'll probably never sleep again because she doesn't really like to sleep. And then now I'm realizing that people in the world are sleeping on very comfortable Casper mattresses.
100%. It's incredible.
Guys, you can get $50 off towards select mattresses by visiting Casper.com/challenged and using challenged at the checkout. That is Casper.com/challenged, offer code challenged. And that is challenged, challenged with a D, for $50 off of your Casper mattress purchase. Terms and conditions apply.
We are really excited about our guest.
She is our friend, Becca Tilley. You might know her from The Bachelor. She's also just, you seem to have it all together, Becca.
Well, that, I'm glad that's how it seems. I like didn't know where to go with that. I'm like, in my head, I'm thinking of like what my apartment looks like right now and what I look like on most days. I'm glad it appears that way.
It does appear that way. And it's really, I mean, we were talking about social media earlier, and I feel like that's such a big part of how people perceive how we all are in real life.
Yeah, so true.
And that you take a picture and makeup, and this is just how people look, whether they wake up or they go to bed. Do you watch The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel?
No.
No.
Okay. Well, everyone should be watching it because it is freaking amazing, and it's on Amazon. But it's this girl who lives in the 50s. It's about a stand-up comedy back in the 50s. But it kind of goes through the beauty routine of, like, she goes to bed with all of her hair and makeup on, and her husband, like, falls asleep. And then she wakes up and does a cold cream and, like, rolls her hair and puts it in rollers and then, like, sneaks in and then sets an alarm and then gets up before her husband and washes off her face and takes out her curlers and puts on all of her makeup and then pretends to wake up next to him.
Wow.
And that is what I feel like
social
Instagram
media is. It is, because we're only showing people our best selves, which is hard. And I think some people do a really good job of also being real. And from what I've seen, Becca, you do a pretty good job of that. I feel like you are, you know, in your PJs on the couch with your sisters at your apartment. And I think Candace and I both really want to become better at that.
Yeah, I was telling Candace earlier, I try because the stories are like, you know, feel like they're real time. Mm-hmm. And I try to make that as close to what my real life is as possible, because I don't, today when I was putting on makeup, I was like, when was the last time I put on my makeup? But like, if you saw my Instagram, looks like I probably have it on every day.
All the time.
I never take my makeup off.
Except when you set your alarm to put cold cream on when one's looking.
I felt like anxious listening to that, because I don't care if I go out and I'm out till 4 a.m. and I am like blacked out drunk when I get home. I wash my makeup off.
That's
a skill. You know, I do feel like that's one of my...
I do the same thing. Really? I'm like a really great functioning drunk where my phone is always plugged in. Everything's always folded, whatever I wore the night before. It's weird.
I'm the same way. Like, my sober life is not that organized, but when I'm drunk, things are really just like put together.
I always think I'm put together when I'm drunk. I'm like, God, I just had the deepest conversation. Like, my Uber driver loves me. And then, yeah, I'll just like get home and then cut to, it's actually like me like covered in mascara.
And with you a got half two stars.
Bag of, yeah, two stars. Yeah,
2-star rating.
Half bag of like pirate's booty next to me. Just awful.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Not going to lie, Candace and I have actually eaten a whole pie once, a key lime pie at her aunt's lake house.
Wow.
We were drunk and we ate a key lime pie.
Well, we were drunk. Quotations. Yeah, we were very drunk and ate the whole pie by accident.
They would never do that. Never do that without the alcohol.
I felt shame afterwards.
But it was delicious at the moment. We got exactly what we wanted.
Hey, that's the topic of the day, isn't
that
it?
That is instant the topic gratification. Of the day. Instant gratification. I am so over instant gratification this week. I've felt the need to be posting more on Instagram and mm-hmm. social media.
You have been posting more.
And I have been posting more. I'm launching a new product. It's called Collective Journeys. It's a bracelet line. Every month we have a bracelet that a percentage of the sales goes to a specific charity, making a difference within their community. Ta-da!
It's fantastic.
It's really, really fun. But a part of it is promoting it, obviously, online. And it's something that I'm very uncomfortable with and I don't like it. And it, what's even more bothersome is that the second that you promote something, you can see the numbers, you see the likes immediately. And so you kind of get this little, like, you know, rush. High. Yeah, a little high from like, okay, more people are liking this. Well, people didn't like this. And why aren't they liking it? And even I've realized that, you know, vacations, going on vacations, it's like, well, I got to like post this picture right away and see that people are enjoying what I'm wearing and plan outfits ahead of time. It just feels like so much pressure to get this instant gratification of, okay, someone is approving of what I'm doing in my life right this second, that I'm not enjoying what I'm doing in that second.
Yeah.
And I don't know how to enjoy it. I don't know how to enjoy social media.
Yeah, it's tough. I mean, I tell people all the time because I feel like, I think the difference with y'all is that you are both actresses and you have this platform aside from what social media is. And so you have this thing going on that's not, I mean, social media is obviously beneficial if you have a following and you can utilize it for that. But y'all kind of have your own thing going on. So social media is kind of like, okay, we're going to do this, you know, as like an extra thing in the sense where it's literally my job. So I have to motivate myself, which is hard because sometimes I don't want to share everything I'm doing. And sometimes I like to keep my life personal. And I feel like in my head, I feel like I have to open up everything to people because I'm like, that's what they want. But then I'm like,
but it's not what you want.
So let me ask you, the moments when you don't have makeup on and you don't feel good and you are down that day and what job you wanted didn't go through or whatever, do you then post it and force yourself to do that? Or do you take a break from it and allow yourself to, you know, kind of cope with it and then talk about it? Or what's that process like?
Yeah, I mean, if I'm feeling overwhelmed by it, I take a break from it. Because in my head, I'm like, it's not worth like getting so in my head that I let it, you know, I'm not going to keep fueling the insecurity or whatever it is that comes over me with it. Because I know when, you know, I'm pretty aware of when I'm like, okay, this isn't healthy that I'm even thinking like this. And so I can take a step back from it. But sometimes I think it's nice to be vulnerable. And sometimes I'll post photos with, because a lot of the photos I post are, you know, professional photographers. And I'm like done up with makeup and a cute outfit. And if I post a photo where I don't have any makeup on and there's no filter or anything and just being like, I do the same thing that y'all do where you compare yourself to everyone you're scrolling through and you're waiting for those likes to come in. Like every single person does it. It's so silly.
It's so silly.
I know. And every single person who's on social media is doing it.
But I don't even know. I don't know if I want to be relatable. Like I you know, is that terrible? With kids in the house, like, and just trying to get through the day and, you know, I feel good when I have makeup on and I like putting in that effort to feel pretty. And so I would love to be the kind of person to be like, look at the pimple I just picked. But instead I'm like, no, that is my like shameful pimple that I want to keep to myself. And I'm already spiraling out about that. So I just need to remind myself that like, hey, at this moment when a professional photographer took my picture, I looked pretty good.
Yeah.
So let's celebrate that for a minute.
I actually had this conversation with JoJo, who is the Bachelorette a few years ago. And we were talking about how there is, because a lot of people are like, you look so pretty without makeup. Like, why do you even wear makeup? And I'm like, I love wearing makeup and being done up and feeling like girly and pretty. I love taking my makeup off and not having anything on my face. So I'm like, it can be both. It doesn't have to be like you have to not wear makeup or you have to look pretty all the time. So I think that's the balance of being, it is what it is. I like both.
Yeah. So one of my stepdaughters just turned 13 this weekend. And what she really wanted to do was go to Candytopia. It for anyone that's heard of the Happy Place or the ice cream museum, it's like that. It's this really cool curated museum with walls and places where you take your picture. But this one's all candy themed.
That's so cool. Because yeah, I've been to the Happy Place and it was really fun. But the candy one sounds like next level.
And you get free candy. So
wow.
If anyone loves candy, definitely go. It really is fun. And, you know, she's 13 and her friends are all the same age. And so we're going around. And I was the designated photographer of the day for the birthday girl. So we're taking Polaroids and pictures. And they're definitely on their phones taking pictures, but they were just enjoying it. And it was interesting to see, you know, not even people that you could tell who was there as a beauty blogger, but you could also see just parents with young children kind of like forcing them into situations, being like, smile, honey, and posting everything as it's happening and curating it as it's going, where it's like you're not even enjoying your child, you know, jumping in this bucket of marshmallows, you know, like just take a second to enjoy this moment. And it's been really hard where even I feel like, God, why should I go to the grocery store when I can just get all of my groceries delivered? I felt guilty the other day because there's a big sign being like, get your groceries in 2 hours or less. And I'm like, damn it, I should be so busy that I can't even come to the grocery store. When did we all become so freaking busy? Like when, because we are busy, but there are times when you can actually, you know what, today I'm going to go to the grocery store and I'm going to cook a meal and I'm going to look through my cookbook and actually pick a recipe. And I'm going to sit here and read a book. I don't have to be jogging while I'm listening to an audiobook and I'm liking things on Instagram and I'm like looking at a poll on politics on the treadmill. Like that's what it feels like we should be doing at all times.
And many people do that. So yeah, of course we feel that way. Same with multiple screens. I have the TV on and my phone and my laptop and I'm doing so many things at once, but am I doing them fully and to the best of my ability? Probably not.
I'm like the worst ever in this situation because I'm not that busy and I order everything to be delivered to me.
Do you have any guilt about that? Like, does it bother you at all?
No guilt at all. I feel great about it.
You own it. You own that.
I don't cook, so I don't have that like, you know, I have all the time in the world to cook from scratch, but I don't. And I get it everything delivered.
I wish I was like that.
And I'm just like, oh yeah, Taco Bell, like that should, they should, I'm going to order that to be brought to me instead of having to go sit in the drive-thru.
I love it. And you own it. That makes it great.
But yeah, I have definitely fallen into that. Like when I have to go to the, if I'm like going somewhere and someone, my sister, my two younger sisters live with me, which I talked about, but if they are like, hey, can you stop and get something at the grocery store? I'm like, I can just order it. Don't worry about it.
But you love that.
Yeah, I love it. Yeah. But I think I get the same way. I can barely watch a movie at home because I get so distracted by my phone and it drives me crazy. I like literally have to go to a movie theater where people will be like, get off your phone. If I pull my phone out, so they hold me accountable.
Yeah.
Which
have you guys
so
ever
sad.
Tried to not be on your phone for a day?
Well, it's on really The Bachelor, took it away for 2 months and I loved it. I loved it. When they gave it back, I had mixed feelings because I was like, oh, I can't wait to talk to all my friends and family. But I also was like, it was so nice not having this. I loved it.
Can you guys watch television on that?
No. Well, once you get to the top four, you're kind of separated in hotel rooms. So you have access, but up until then you have no like computer, TV, anything.
No newspaper, no magazine, no
nothing.
Wow. Yeah. It's interesting that for a dating experience that is very like in the theme of instant gratification, like, okay, we are going to get down to it and we're going to figure this out if we are meant for each other or not meant for each other in like 2 months, that it's actually kind of a vacation from the rest of the world. Like you can actually focus on it.
Well, that's what they want you to be, like consumed in this bubble of being on The Bachelor, which, you know, I think I learned because in my head, that was not something I needed instant gratification. You know, by no means was I like rushing to get engaged at the end of that.
Yeah, you were always vocal about that.
But America wants that. It made me realize like instant gratification. Like they were upset that I didn't want to get married after spending 48 hours with this guy.
I was very upset. I'd invested a lot of time, Becca.
Well, I mean, at that point, you're kind of not a person. You're a
character
on a show who's not living up to like the promise of the premise.
Totally.
So how does that feel? to sort of be like reduced in that way.
Well, I didn't watch the show. I knew I would see like an episode here and there because all my friends watch it, but I didn't watch it consistently to know that that was like the expectation, like that people got upset if you weren't ready for that.
Oh, so you weren't like a fan of the show before you went on it?
No.
Okay.
And so I remember driving to the barn in the limo, and I kind of had an idea that I had told him, we had a conversation the night before, and I told him, I was like, I can't say yes to a proposal. Like, please. I'm just putting
it out
there. As a
rational
human. Felt very rational at the time. I was like, I feel like I'm being smart. I'm considering his feelings in this, considering my feelings. And then I remember being in the car on the way there to the barn where I ultimately got dumped and just thinking, wow, like I barely know this guy, and I'm expected to potentially say yes to an engagement.
That's a lot of pressure too,
right?
It did.
It felt very heavy, but I also had this feeling like I had told him where I stood. So in my head, I was like, he either doesn't choose me or he wants to date me. I guess those are my options, unless they like force him to propose and then it's going to be a full blown disaster for everybody.
So what would that have been?
Well, that's what in my head, I was like, okay, I either say yes to appease America and the viewers.
And then later call it off when the cameras aren't rolling.
Or just see what happens.
Like, I mean, I can answer that from Juan Pablo's season. It did not go well. Does anyone remember? They were just, wasn't it Juan Pablo who was,
he was like, I like you a lot. Yeah, he didn't even say I love you.
He wanted, I'm assuming that they were like, you better propose. This is totally my assumption, but I'm just going to pretend it's right. And he just went, instead of actually proposing, he just goes, I just want you to know I like you. And so we see, you know, and then she was like, okay. And then the music cues up and I can just picture producers being like, are you kidding me?
That was the finale of the
episode? Oh yeah. After three hour. Keep in mind, all the finales are 3 hours.
But I mean, since we're talking about instant gratification, it's like, it's actually been ramped up since that show came out. Cause obviously that show is really successful and there's obviously multiple spinoffs, but then there's other shows too, where it's like at the end of the show, it's like you literally get married. Like, it's not even like you get engaged at the end of the season. It's just like, yep, at the end of the episode, you are getting married and you've just met that person.
There's a new
first
show
loving
out. 24
married
hours.
At first sight.
Married at first sight. Married at first sight.
Which seems insane to me.
And that's my worst nightmare. Like, I literally can't think of anything worse. I'm sweating thinking about it.
Listen, I dated my husband for 5 years before we got married. And even the day of, I knew I wanted to marry him, but I was like, wow, this seems soon. So I can't imagine what 48 hours is like.
That's interesting. So did he want like to go faster? Was he going through the same thing,
you
think?
We had this funny thing where my sister and I met we're 13 months apart, and we met our now husbands at the same time. He proposed first, my sister's husband. So I was not about to do a Bride Wars thing. So I 100%, we'd been talking about it and I just said, let's not do that. Let's let them have their time. Then we'll do ours. So it resulted in being together for 5 years before we got married.
But was he like itching to do it too? Or did he feel the same way? Like,
no,
this is too soon. And
No. He wanted to do it and we were both talking about it. But I think no matter what, you make a huge life decision like that and you feel a little bit apprehensive because you just hope and that it's the right thing.
Right.
I mean, forever is a long time.
Yeah.
And you didn't even do it on television.
What a weird concept.
I know. There's a new show out called The Proposal. Has anyone heard about it?
I think the creator of The Bachelor.
I think it's right?
Yeah.
And it's, you get proposed to by the end of the evening.
It's almost like, isn't it kind of like a blind date?
It's
like a line, like they're interviewing them without seeing them and then they get proposed to or something
like that. I mean, I'm excited to see
it. I mean, it's like a game. It's like the game showification of romance.
100%.
Mm-hmm. So you've gone through that now. Did it change your stance on romance now that you've done that on television?
I think if anything, it made me realize I do think the there's a few couples who are still together. They're all actually from the Bachelorette series, though, not The Bachelor, but
what does that say?
Mm-hmm. Right? I know. I didn't want to say it, but thanks for bringing it to our attention. But I do think there's something to be said that you can't plan how you meet the right person. It can happen in any situation. And I do think that for, you know, JoJo and Caitlin, there was like this instant connection with who they ended up choosing and being with. And like being friends with them and seeing the connection, it's like, wow, what a weird place to meet them. But just like anything, they'll tell you that it was much harder once the show ended and the cameras were gone and they weren't being on these like extravagant dates.
Well, yeah.
And so, yeah, I don't know. It just made me realize that, you know, I didn't realize it at the time, but in my head, I was like, wow, America just really, they didn't even care if I wanted to marry this guy. They wanted me to say yes to proposal if he proposed.
Mm. Have you enjoyed this time, especially building up your brand and having your own podcast, mm-hmm. having your YouTube channel, that you get to show everyone who you are? Do you feel like you kind of got pigeonholed in this character that was portrayed on the show?
Oh, yeah.
Because I can't even imagine as an actor, I feel like sometimes pigeonholed into a character yeah. and trying to be like separating myself from that. And that was you yeah. to a certain, an edited version of you, I'm sure.
Totally. But yeah, I was edited. I mean, I came across very timid and quiet, I think, on that season, which was funny because all my friends and family are like, who is that? Like, what? Did you not talk on the show? I'm like, well, yeah, that's just what they, I think I didn't gossip a lot in the interview, so they didn't have a lot to show of me that was entertaining for TV. I was not made for reality TV, but.
Why do you say that?
Because I'm not dramatic and, yeah.
Did you want to throw a drink in anyone's face at any point and just go
and say, I'm not here to make friends?
Yeah. I wanted to do that just so I could say that line. Right. Like, I'm not here to make friends.
I just have such a hard time with girls. Yeah. Girls are always so mean to me.
Yeah, girls are the worst. Yeah. No, I like our both seasons I was on, it was pretty like calm and the girls all pretty much got along. There were a few who were like, you know, you're thinking.
Do you think that's why you left with such great friends? Because you didn't have cell phones, television, anything else, and you really just sat and connected with each other?
Oh my God. If we had cell phones, the first night, everyone would be in a separate corner just like
yeah.
texting their friends like, what have I done? Mm-hmm. This is the craziest thing. Because you walk in and it's, imagine walking in. You're in high school. You walk into a room and it's all the prettiest popular girls in a room. And you're like, what happened?
I mean,
that's Candace and I in casting rooms every day.
That is my nightmare. And just moving back to LA, I never thought about what I was wearing in Atlanta. I felt so confident about who I was, yeah. just running around. We'd go get beers at bars, just so low key. And then moving to LA, it's a whole different level of like, geez, we're at the grocery store, for Christ's sake. Like, for the people that do go to the grocery stores and don't
order. I was like, tell me about yeah. that. Like,
it's
going to a grocery
store. Where there's a bunch of food.
Wow.
And you get to pick out which ones you want to bring home. And then there's also a bunch of really pretty models all in yoga pants and sunglasses.
And I don't understand it because I'm like, why are you here? You don't eat.
I know. Jesus.
Oh, I'm just on my couch, just looking at my phone, waiting for my delivery time.
But what's interesting is, like, that your face does light up at this couple month period where you didn't have the pressures of technology.
Mm-hmm.
Do you feel like you could ever do that again, considering that it is a job for you right now? It is such a big part of your life. Do you think you could put the phone down and instead of filming, if you were to cook something, uh-huh. which we're going to have you over here and cook something, yeah. I'm determined. if you were to cook something, could you put your phone down and like not have to videotape it and be like, here we are having a great time? Or would you be like, oh, this is great content? And
oh,
this is-
no. I'd be very happy to not do that. I actually, when I do certain things, like when I travel or anything, my manager has to be like, you have to film this because I won't. If someone's not making me do it, or I'm not being, you know, it's not a partnership where I am having to get content for the hotel or wherever I'm staying, I won't do it because I want to just I just want to enjoy it and
be in the moment.
Enjoy. And it's the same thing with going to a concert. I'm like, I'm always so torn because I'm like, I want to show everyone. This is yeah. so fun. And I want someone else to experience this, even though they can't be here. But then part of me is like, just put your phone down and remember this, your favorite song being played without having to record it.
I feel like there's a funny meme that I've seen that it's just like a really crappy picture from a concert and someone's very far away and it's like, this is why concerts are ruined, so everyone can have this picture on their phone.
Yeah, it's so true.
Forever and
or
ever.
Or like the graduation dad that has his iPad up, you know? It's just, it's too much. It's too much. Enjoy the moment.
Yeah, there's not a lot of that anymore. But yeah, I mean, I don't have like that itch of like, I need to be filming every second of every day. Mine's more like I get on Instagram and I'm just scrolling, like trying to watch a movie. And then if there's a slow part, instead of just sitting through it or paying attention, I'm like, oh, I'm just going to
online shop.
Yeah. Yeah.
I know.
See what's on Twitter.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Even that, when's the last time you guys went to a mall?
Wow. That's been a while too.
Really? Oh yeah. Years. I'm serious.
But it's different here. Like
I feel so old.
This is what's so different. I'm from Louisiana originally. And so there were parking lots. It was very easy to go park anywhere.
Yeah.
It wasn't super crowded to go anywhere. Traffic wasn't bad. I think now I'm like, well, if I don't have to sit in the traffic or I don't have to find the parking spot because it can come to my door, then why do that?
I also prefer trying stuff on in the comfort of my own
right.
home. There's yeah. something there.
Okay, so I just suck at instant gratification, and apparently I'm missing out on just convenience because I am pulling my hair out constantly being like, oh my God, there's never enough toilet paper in a 5-person house. We never have groceries. I'm like, gosh, we have to cook healthy meals and it has to be done by 6 o'clock with all these healthy groceries that I just purchased. And I think I need to adopt some of this instant gratification.
You kind of are missing out. Well,
there's that refrigerator that will tell you when you're out of an item and it'll alert your phone and you can push it and say, yes, I need more. Yes, order the milk again.
Let me guess. I can get it online.
Yeah.
Instead of shopping for it.
Yes,
in Best Buy.
It orders online for you and is delivered to your
Amazon has dash buttons. You can just press the button and it sends you more paper towels.
But then I feel
more toilet paper, whatever.
Is it weird? I feel like I haven't earned it. Like I need to just slow
so what
down.
Is it,
and
what
go
is,
out there.
So what is it about the pushing the button versus buying it in a grocery store that feels like one is earned and the other isn't?
Yeah. I don't know. What if I don't push it until it's too late?
So you weirdly think that it's more instantaneous if you go buy it.
Yes, I feel like I'm more in control of the situation.
Wow. You're seeking actual instant gratification on your own time. It's more your being in your control.
Yeah, my face is beet red, by the way, for everyone listening.
It's okay, you're still
cute. Having this epiphany.
This is more, now we're moving on to control issues.
All right, we've got time for one more question.
I'll make it a good one.
Okay. Well, I feel like what lesson can you teach? What's a good balancing lesson that I obviously need maybe a little bit more convenience and instant gratification and less control? And then also just balancing that. It seems like you have a really healthy balance of living your life and also having a healthy life on social media, which I thought you would have come in here saying like, oh my gosh, it consumes me at all times.
No.
How do you separate that time?
I think I had a moment. It was last year. I was actually in Panama on a work trip and it was like for social media stuff. And I was looking, like scrolling, and I was like, oh my gosh, so-and-so got this deal or so-and-so got this deal. And I had this moment where I was laying on a beach in Panama. It was beautiful. And I was like, what am I doing? Like I'm laying on a beach right now. I'm getting paid for this trip. And I'm sitting here like in my head about comparing myself to others. And it was just this moment where I thought, what am I doing? Mm. I'm like the luckiest person in the world. I somehow got cast on this reality TV show. It turned into this business for me that, I mean, I know I've built it in a sense, but ultimately I got lucky. And I should be just like living it and taking it all in and not sitting on a beach comparing myself to other people. So that was a moment where it kind of clicked for me. And I still do the thing where I like will be like, oh man, I wish I got that. But I'm quickly able to say like, stay in your lane. I remember I actually went to church this one time and the pastor, he was like, you know when you're driving on the freeway and you see one lane going faster and so you try to get in that lane and then that one slows down and then the one you were in starts moving? Like it's always going to be like that in life. So you just have to like focus on what you're doing, stay in your lane and support other people. Like it's really exciting that your friends and that people you know that are in the same industry as you are getting to do cool things and your time will come. So
we talk about that a lot of just that, wait a second, let's step back and look at the bigger picture and be excited for other people. Mm-hmm. And if you start playing that comparing game, you will lose every single time. You will get stuck in traffic in your own life.
So true.
Also, one more question. Why do you hate kale?
It tastes terrible.
Do you? Yes, she hates kale.
It tastes terrible.
Okay,
let's call it what it is. It tastes like dirt.
This is a southern thing too, because let's just be real. Kale used to be what was at the bottom of the ice buckets and all the, when you'd go to places.
Bottom of the, yeah.
The display. Yeah. At buffet. All you can eat buffets. Kale was what was used as the like random green decoration.
Well, little did you know, they really meant all you can eat. You can even eat the core.
Yeah, it is gross. And every time someone's like, let me just make it for you, I'm like, eye roll. Like, okay, make it for me. It's going to be the same result. But I'm hoping, if you want to try it, I'll try it.
I will not make you eat kale, but I am going to make you come over here and I'm going to go to the grocery store and we're going to cook a fabulous meal without our phones.
No, compromise. We order the food.
Exactly. Thank you, Becca.
And then we cook it.
Exactly.
Okay, perfect. Perfect. I love it.
It's going to be a fun night. Good for all of us.
Well, thank you so much for hanging out with us today.
We love you. Thanks for coming.
I love you guys.
Means a lot.
Where can we find you on social media if people don't already know?
Oh, Instagram, it's Becca Tilly. Twitter, it's Becca Tilly 5. And then I have a podcast as well. It's called Scrubbing In with Becca Tilly that I do with my best friend, Tanya.
It's very
It should
funny.
Be Scrubbing In with Becca and Tanya, but we're working on that.
So what's the podcast about in case people don't know about it?
It's like it's just sitting on the couch with the girlfriends, pop culture stuff. Scrubbing In is derived from my obsession with Grey's Anatomy. So that gets tied in every now and then. But yeah, check it out.
Thanks, Becca.
Yeah,
definitely.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you. This is what I know. Like, yay.
Thank you guys so much for listening. Make sure you subscribe and rate and review us on the Apple Podcast app.
One thing I did want to mention is I was talking about a charity earlier in the episode, and I actually forgot to mention the charity's name, but the charity is called the Battle Buddy Foundation, and they help disabled combat veterans by providing them trained service dogs. They're so wonderful, guys. If you do want to check them out, it's at tbbf.org. The Battle Buddy Foundation. Check them out. They're great.
We're going to have our next guest in 2 weeks.
2 weeks.
Manoush Zomorodi.
She's so great. She is the author of Bored and Brilliant. She is also a badass podcaster. Her podcast is Zigzag, Note to Self. We're going to talk about tech addiction with her,
which is really important. So check it out.
See you in 2 weeks. Directionally Challenged is a production of Pineapple Productions.
Producer and director Jack Ferry.
Producer and editor Melissa DeMonts.
Post-production sound by Chris Henry.
Production assistance by Julie Carley.
Logo design by Natalia Vasquez.
And music by Joe King.
Step onto the legendary clay courts of Roland Garros, where the world's best players battle it out at the French Open for a chance to win a Grand Slam title. Tennis Channel Plus is your place to watch. Stream every court from your phone or smart TV live in HD. See the action unfold as legends fight for glory and new rivalries emerge. Daily live coverage begins Monday, May 20th, with match replays on demand so you never miss a moment. From the first serve to the final point, Roland Garros promises unforgettable moments and new chapters in tennis history. Stream now with Tennis Channel Plus to be there when it happens.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time.
That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.